Don Dokken, lead singer, founder of Dokken. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, boss?
Good. Hey.
Good.
I'm trying to get myself off speaker so I can hear you better. But
that'd be good.
Okay. I'm not sure how to work it.
That's it. Check one, two. Check one, two.
Can you hear me okay?
No. Yes.
Let me hear you.
You're playing Big E tonight. Are you in the area now?
Yeah. Just got in last night.
Nice. Oh, it's fun.
It was, a long day because I'm coming from, we all came from the West Coast, but a couple of my guys live in Connecticut, so it was easy breezy.
Right.
I heard that. Andre was telling me you have two guys from Connecticut in your band.
A couple locals.
Yeah, Chris McCarville and BJ. Zampa, the drummer, they were in the House of Lords for many years.
Oh, yeah. Then, okay. No. With Jimmy Christian from Eyes and Jess Barath.
Right. And they called, so it's easy busy for them. I think we played the Big E before. I mean, it goes on for like a week, right?
How many shows do you think you've done you don't even remember? You know?
Yeah.
You know, somebody asked me that, and somebody tried to count them, but it's thousands.
Yeah.
We're
not going to count them now. Who did you like touring with in the 80s the most? Who did you enjoy?
The most. Well, of course.
Not the most, but just you enjoyed. Who?
Aerosmith. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was their first, what they'd call their clean silver tour, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. So did they put restrictions on you guys for partying?
You can't party in front of us?
Yeah, kind of. Well, they tried to. I mean, I think they put our dressing room on the other side of the arena. You know, but because that's just the way it was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you've been good.
You know, they don't want to see it, and they can't ask everyone to not party.
Exactly, right.
You know, it was important.
Right, they had their time. It's their time now.
But that was a good time to be touring with them because they were doing great work.
Right.
And you guys were doing great work. So it wasn't like you were opening for Aerosmith and they were just a mess.
Yeah.
No, and I had seen them, I'm really good friends with Hell, my son was born on that tour. I named him Tyler after Steven Tyler.
Nice. Is that right?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I got the call. Me and Steven were hanging out. It was a little bit of debauchery because, they have these things called the green room. And the roadies would go out in the audience and try to round up all the best-looking girls that were single and give them passes.
Right. That's their work,
and
yes.
And just... Yeah, that's their job.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the equipment.
Take it seriously.
Go out and get the equipment.
Right.
Go out and get the equipment.
Yeah.
So
once the equipment's all set up,
fun.
What are you going to do? You got to go out and get, find some girls. So you would bring, what are you saying now, Don, that your wife was pregnant on this tour while all these girls were coming backstage? Was that the weirdness of it? Was that the debauchery?
Well, yeah, but I wasn't married, I've never been married, actually.
Right. You've never been married.
Right. So he gets to keep all the stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy.
No, of course not.
Now, Don Dokken's on. Okay, but the girl you're with now, you've been with for a while.
Oh, yeah. Forever.
So don't make it sound so delightful.
Right. Well, she's right next to him.
Forever.
He meant in a loving way.
I like Donald. Don's good people.
Yeah.
Well, it's been... Yeah, it works out because she's in the movie business, so... she's a casting director, so she gets it.
Yeah, she gets it.
She knows the nature of the beast.
Okay, she just knows you had a rock and roll past, and it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, she's a little younger than me, but she likes 80s rock, more of the hard
That's
rock.
Cool. Right. 80s rock, metal, very good decade for rock.
It was.
Everybody owned a can of Aquanet.
Right? I still got a couple cans.
We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Yep.
Did you tour with any of these, super hair bands? Cinderella?
Crew?
No.
Motley Crue?
No. no, you know, people kind of put that stigma that, I don't know who came up with that term, hairband.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us had big hair, but we, you know, anybody knows Doc, and I mean, yeah, we had our commercial songs on MTV, but come on. We had songs like Kiss of Death, Till Living End, To the Nail, Heaven Comes Down. We were more of the heavy side.
Oh, girl, yeah.
You know,
To the Nail's awesome.
The Poisons were more pop. They were more pop. And
right, yeah.
You look at the bands. We were more of a metal band. We toured with Judas Priest, AC/DC, Van Halen, Metallica, you name it, you know.
You right. toured with Van Halen? When was that? What album were they touring when you were touring with them?
That was 1988. They were doing stadiums. It was a package deal. It was wow. Scorpions, Van Halen, Dokken, actually Metallica.
Wow. Oh, is that Monsters of Rock?
World. Yes, they opened for us.
Nice. Who did? Metallica?
I didn't like. Yeah, they were going on before us. They were killing us.
Oh, you didn't like it because they were too good?
Well, they were amazing, and they hadn't done the Black album yet. They were doing that Injustice for All.
Yeah.
Great album.
It was.
But they, you know, they did have that cool attitude, like every show there was going to be their last show, you know?
Right.
Come out
right.
there and just crush. And we'd already been on the road for over a year. We were a little burned out. But you would think that would have been a huge party, but it wasn't. You know, by 88, 89, you know, it was like everybody was either married, had kids, and, you know, it was kind of chill backstage, just barbecuing. And
right. You sound so disappointed.
These guys are drinking beers. They're
like, where are the women?
I mean, God, great. You got 100,000 people out there. I'm like, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. But it was just, you know, we just toured. And
you were looking for the party,
right?
You were looking for the party.
Yeah,
guys.
Well, I never party. I don't know what party means. I never got into drugs and all that stuff.
Right.
The
heyday of cocaine. I never got into that, all
right.
that.
Right.
So what were you looking for, beers and girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Pretty much simple.
Yeah. You're a simple guy.
Yeah. It's on the right.
It's on, I don't need a lot.
It's on the rider.
You need to be a table full of drugs. Just give me a couple of beers. And
we're good.
There's 100,000 people out front. We can't get 15 girls back here? Right, really?
I'm going to have some barbecue.
What is the problem here?
God's sake, man.
Don Dawkins on.
But you remember, we were playing every night, so.
Every night.
Every night we'd go on the bus, or we get in the jet, and we fly. So you know, it wasn't like, oh, we're gonna go back. It was only in those days off where we were staying overnight in a hotel. Then things got a little crazy.
Oh right, so
it was fun.
Oh, all right. So I'm putting it all together now. You're having these shows. You're on the road. You're in a bus or a plane every single night.
Yeah.
Once in a while, a hotel room.
Where's
then you can have some fun.
Right.
So it becomes, you're pretty much bottled up. So that backstage becomes your social time with people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, where is everybody?
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm not in a tube.
It's Aerosmith, Van Halen, Metallica, us,
right.
others. Like, where's everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody had their families on the road and their wives, and Eddie had Wolfgang, and he was married to Valerie, and so I was like, well, okay.
Right.
So,
boring!
That's nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought I was just like crazy partying going backstage, but we just basically, you hadn't gotten by then after 10 world tours, you know, you want to go and rest.
Yeah.
Hang out, watch a movie. We'd all go to everybody's buses, you know, and go, what do you got? What do you got? You got a video? I'll swap you a movie. I've watched this one 10 times.
Nice.
So Don Dokken is on. What was Eddie Van Halen like? Was he someone you enjoyed hanging out with?
We talked a lot about how strange it was because we started at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. I have flyers, Van Halen, Doc, and we played together a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before they broke out, you know, and I had just started Doc in 77. gone to Germany and did some touring over there in Europe. And so after the show, sometimes we would just, you know, just hang out and talk about amplifiers and what tubes do you use and what amp sound killer.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, and we'd laugh about, you know, I've got some great pictures of me and Eddie just hanging out, and, you know, late at night and just talking about how weird it was. We started the Whiskey, and 8 years later, we're playing in front of a sold-out stadium for 100,000 people.
That's kind of bizarre, yeah.
The Whiskey, those shows had to be just bananas.
Right?
Like Van Halen, and I'm guessing that people would go to these shows, see Dokken, see Van Halen, and say, these bands are going to be
huge.
Huge.
Yep.
It was a weird time, those really, because you had the rock bands like Dokken and Van Halen, but then you had this thing going on we called New Wave, you know, and you know, you had the Blondies and stuff like that, which was totally pop, and bands with hats on their heads called Devo.
Flowerpots.
Yeah, remember those red hats they wore?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they were like weirdo flowerpots.
Yeah, there was a look.
That was a novelty.
They look like magic markers.
Yeah, that's right. They came. We went to see them because at the Whiskey, we were playing the next night down in a club called the Starwood. I mean, back then, you know, on the Strip, man, there was like 10 clubs you could play.
So yeah,
you could almost pay your rent. And they came to see our show, and I was going, and I talking to the singer, I said, well, what's up? I mean, I'm glad you guys come. You know, we're totally opposite than you. And he said, because you remind us of exactly what we don't want to be.
Ah, is that a compliment? Thank you, and go after yourself.
That was a backhanded compliment.
Was it?
And, you know, but because I think it made it big. So it was weird. You'd have Van Halen with the Whiskey one night, and the next night you'd have some new wave band. And then you had the punk scene going on, same too. You had the bands like Black Flag and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. That's wild.
I saw Metallica the night they got signed because my manager signed them. And I picked him up. He didn't have a car. He came from New York. And Cliff Bernstein, I went and got him. And we went to the Troubadour and I saw Metallica. And I thought, wow, these guys are like crazy heavy, you know, and full of vim and vigor. And he said, these guys are going to be the biggest band in the world sometime. And I didn't believe them. You know, I thought they're a good band, but they're not going
to
be huge.
Too heavy to be commercial?
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, those days it was like Whitesnake and Aerosmith. And he said Cinderella War had a big hit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I see Metallica, and I thought, well, they're kind of underground. But by the time, a couple years later, when we did Monsters, I thought, these guys are going to destroy the world. And they did.
Yeah. Yep.
And we hung out with them, you know, and I remember them playing me the Black Album in my room hanging out. And I was like, oh, boy.
You heard it before anyone else, and you knew the world was about to change.
There's a storm coming.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But can you imagine hearing that half year before it came out? And, you know, MTV wouldn't play them. You know, they finally had just done that song One with all that crazy footage from that old movie.
Yeah.
But, and they had that super long hair. And now they're billionaires.
Yep. Billionaires.
Yep, yes, they are.
And no end in sight.
No.
They'll sell out anywhere they want to go right now.
Truth.
I don't know why they tour a lot. I mean, they're always on the road.
Well, you make more money touring now than you do with music because of the sales and the way it's structured with iTunes and all that stuff, right, Don?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I mean, you know, back in the day, you went down the record store and you paid $17 for a CD or a record.
Yeah.
And then it all went away. The famous record stores, I used to go digging in looking for something cool. They don't exist.
Yeah, they're gone.
You just go on the internet now. And you
did
go,
you guys have Record World then, in California?
No, we had Tower Records.
I knew it wasn't really Record World. Yeah, we had knew it was like Record Northeast.
We had Sam Goody's.
Sam Goody's, Tower. Yeah. New Haven had an iconic record place, Cutler's Records and Tapes.
Yeah.
Served the Yale campus.
They had used and new.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but the bummer was, you know, somebody got the bright idea that, you know, you could pay 99 cents and just buy the one song from
that's
the record
right
that you were hearing on MTV. But that financially screwed us. And then it got worse when they said, hey, I think all you have to do is pay $20 a month and you can download as many songs as you want.
Yep. Oops.
Yes.
So, that's all bad.
We got
that's
screwed.
A good point. I do that. You're right.
With
sorry,
Pandora.
Man.
I didn't do it, so I didn't screw you.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
No, you're right. But
now, Bible's making a comeback. You know, I was pretty stoked. That
it is cool.
Our
yep
new video just came out. We got our new video's only been out three weeks, and it's already had over 500,000 views.
That's great.
That's excellent news, man.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it tells us people like rock and roll. You know?
Yep.
Yeah,
and
Heaven Comes Down, their 13th studio album.
The radio. 13, I mean, 13th, yeah. I mean, that's kind of freaks me out.
It is nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I got to roll. I want to have you back. We got to go right now, but it's always a pleasure to have you on. I talked to Don like a year or so ago, and he was ready and willing to do the toy drive, and we just weren't able to work it out, but that's the kind of guy he is. He's like, is it for kids? It's toys.
He's
I'm in.
Yep.
We'll bring the band in. So thank you for that. And we're going to hook up at some point.
Yes, we are.
But we're going to link up the video.
I'll do it anytime.
Thank you. And we'll have you back and we'll talk more about the new music. And good luck tonight, man. Kill it.
Yeah.
At the Big E.
It's beautiful out. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Oh,
it's not raining. So.
Perfect night for it.
It's a perfect time to do a concert. You guys have a good day. And
Don, thank you, brother.
And tell everybody to go check out YouTube. Our new video came out yesterday. It's called Gypsy.
Gypsy.
It's animated. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, brother.
We'll
appreciate it.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.